Do you like independent film? Do you love supporting film in Cincinnati? Have you always wanted to go to a film festival? Well, August 23rd through the 26th, you are going to be in hog, or should I say flying pig heaven, because it is the premiere of the Cindependent Film Festival. And joining me is creative director and founder, Allison West. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, thank you.
Give us a little bit of background on Cindependent Film Festival and what's going to happen.
Well, background for the Cindependent Film Festival is kind of fast and furious, honestly, because we really started... This is baby Olive.
Hi, Olive.
She's almost 4 months old. She's swaddled around me currently, and I'm doing a little bit of bouncing to keep her calm.
She's making her debut, too.
Who doesn't love radio, right? In 2017, I traveled with a short film that I made to lots of different cities across the country. I screened professionally 17 times, and during that year, I kept experiencing communities that have really strong independent film communities. And I kept coming back to Cincinnati thinking, why doesn't Cincinnati have something like this? So I looked around a little bit, and we have some things that are very similar, but nothing that was kind of focused and out there and really provided a solid professional screening opportunity for filmmakers here in the city. So I gathered basically my best friends, got everybody to focus and do different things on the project. And since the middle of January, we have been organizing and building and growing this festival out into the community. So when the festival does happen, it will be 3 days of basically binge watching at the Woodward Theater. Film festivals, this one particularly, operates so that if you were to buy a ticket to a single screening, you would walk into the screening and likely see 8 to 10 short films back to back to back to back. What this does for a viewer is give you a wide range of topics and content that you get to watch. And the experience is really, really almost awe-inspiring as you sit through so many different stories in such a short amount of time.
Now, you're presenting over 100 films at the festival. And over a three-day period, I can see where that would result in binge-watching. Now, I'm going to use one of those film words, the genres. They are a wide range of genres, everything from documentary to comedy to family drama. Tell us a little bit more about how people applied and what you were looking for. Mm-hmm.
So you're correct. The festival is a multi-genre film festival, multi-genre, multi-type, meaning you could also see like a web series. Documentary is a different type, shorts, etc. And when people apply to the festival, we use an online platform for them to go in and submit to our festival. When they applied, their work was reviewed by 2 reviewers at least. We also have screenplay reads, so those were reviewed by other readers as well. And then we have a rating system that we use to go through and rate them for technical elements, content, originality, etc. And at the end of the day, when we were programming, we would take our top-rated films as well as looking through everything that we got to see what it was that we thought Cincinnati might need to see, what would excite this area the most. And those are the things that ultimately made it into our festival.
I noticed looking over some of the selections of the film, there are a number of them that are actually specific to this area in terms of what we've been experiencing, what we know. Was that something that you were on the lookout for, or is that just something that really happened because they were local filmmakers?
I would say it's a little bit of both. I love Cincinnati, and I really want to find work that contributes to the story we all build here. And so I was on the lookout for Cincinnati-specific or Ohio-specific things. But because we are Cincinnati, and there's a lot of really interesting and sometimes controversial things going on around here, people make work out of those experiences, and they make work out of those stories. So, for example, we have a documentary called Leela's Highway, which is about Leela Alcorn, a transgender teen who walked in front of a semi outside of Kings Island on the highway. That documentary was made by a Canadian filmmaker who that event inspired her, and that movie was inspired by that experience. It's very Cincinnati-specific, but it's not necessarily made by a Cincinnati filmmaker.
Now, in addition to the films that people can see, what other activities will be taking place during the festival?
I really appreciate you asking this because I love partying, and I love structuring this film festival in a way that it feels a bit more like a block party where there's all kinds of things that people can do. We have an opening night party with Ernie Johnson from Detroit, an incredible local band who's going to come in and rock the Woodward for us on Thursday. We have a closing night dance party on Saturday where people can pay the door, walk in, and just have an incredible dance party, which is sponsored by one of our partners, Elemento Creative. So they're doing some really cool stuff for that. We have live screenplay readings every day at 12:30 in Motor Lounge. We also have these really nice things called coffee chats, where if you were interested in getting some coffee, you could go to Motor Lounge at 11 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and the directors from the films that day will be there just to chit-chat with you about their work or the city or anything that people talk about when they go to get coffee together. I'm really excited about that because we're really focusing on connecting our community to these filmmakers and giving them a real experience of about what it is to make film in Cincinnati.
For aspiring filmmakers here in Cincinnati, will there be an opportunity to find out more about the community and how to participate in the festival next year?
Mm-hmm. We also have a meet and greet for industry members on Thursday starting at 5 p.m. at the Woodward. So anybody who is an aspiring or currently local filmmaker could come to that and talk with any of our team about how to submit for the next year, as well as network with all of the filmmakers we're bringing into town and hopefully all the local ones we have who would want to come and party with us at the Woodward, too.
A couple of months ago, we did a story on the Mini Micro Cinema. I understand there's going to be some additional screenings over there.
Mm-hmm. So we're very lucky to partner with Jacqueline Wood in the Mini Micro Cinema because, of course, she runs that organization. The Mini does lots of also independent, experimental, and non-traditional storytelling there. We'll have screenings each day at 10 a.m. and noon at the Mini. The 10 a.m. screenings are free and open to the public. So as part of our work, we want to make sure that film can be accessed by anybody, regardless of what their paycheck may look like. And so we're able to provide free screenings to the public at the Mini as part of our partnership.
Now, if someone is interested in attending the festival and wants to get an idea of what movies are going to be screened, they can go to your website.
Correct. We have log lines. We have all the posters we can get up there. I think we have links to trailers if somebody was interested in going through the internet rabbit hole to see these things eventually. There's lots of different ways to see what films are going to be there. In each screening block, we actually programmed cross-genre. So if you were to go, let's say, to our friendship flicks block, you could see a comedy, a drama, a love story, a small documentary, all having to do with friendships and the relationships between friends. So on the blocks, if you're looking at that, you can see that we kind of title them based on what they may be thematically, but you should expect that you're going to get a wide array of work within that screening time.
Now, beyond the festival, what are some of the other things that CFF is doing?
So our organization, our nonprofit, is actually very brand new. And this film festival is our first leg of programming. Because it's been so fast and furious, we're kind of trying to see what else it is that we do. We have thrown around doing, of course, screenings for the community throughout the year. We've thrown around a couple of event ideas that we might do or kind of resource-based work for local filmmakers. We are focused on becoming the home for independent filmmaking in Cincinnati. And so as we continue to develop past this festival, we want to kind of like make sure anything we do is very, very specific to supporting and becoming a resource for our filmmakers. Much of it is to be determined, but we're keeping that point of view very, very, very in tune.
We're almost at the end of our time. Is there anything that you all want to cover?
I just want to share with everybody how much this means to me, because as a filmmaker here in the city, I need opportunities like this, and I need a community that will connect with me over my art. And so we want to give that to Cincinnati, and we can't do it without people coming to do it with us. So we're excited to be bringing a fun, fest-filled event to the Woodward for 3 days, and we're looking forward to meeting anybody and everybody who's interested in these same thoughts as we are.
For more information on this independent film festival, where you can see the breadth and depth of film talent here in Cincinnati, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This independent film festival will be running August 23rd through the 26th at the Woodward Theater and other locations in Over the Rhine. I would like to thank this evening's guest, Allison West, creative director and founder of this independent film festival. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you. I had a great time.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.